everybody. It's Kate Beeters, your breakthrough expert and founder of Brilliance Builders. I'm really excited about today's topic for the podcast, so make sure you got a pen and paper handy for any notes you want to take. And I just want to invite all of you listening to my upcoming events, if you're either in the area or able to travel, and you just want to go to katebeeters.com/events, and you can learn what I have going on, because I dive in much deeper to these topics. Plus, we get to be in person, which is very cool. So here's today's topic. This is probably one of the number one questions I get asked. So anyone got a guess? Okay, I know you can't. I can't hear what you're saying. So I'm going to say, here it is. The question is, what if it doesn't happen fast enough? Right? What if it doesn't happen fast enough? Because one of the biggest questions and concerns I hear from my clients, that is when they're open and willing to be vulnerable, is what if it doesn't happen fast enough? And maybe that's a concern of yours too. So if so, listen in, because I'm going to share some suggestions for you. And honestly, there have been times in my business when that was my biggest worry. And when that fear pops up, my mind just goes into that really negative place. And you see, what happens is we give ourselves time limits. We tell ourselves that it must happen by a particular time, and if you want to be truthful about it, it's probably related to when your bills are due, because that's how it used to be for me, the beginning of my business. So what I'm going to tell you now will probably be contradictory to what you were taught, but it's the truth. So if you spend all your time worrying about when it will happen, you're actually stopping it, you know, whatever that it may be for you, from happening. So let me explain. You need something to happen by next week. And maybe, let's say you need a certain amount of money, or you fear there's going to be a big problem. And each day you don't see the money come in, you become more and more worried. As you become more and more anxious, you either go into desperation mode or inaction. So let's say with the covers pulled over your head. Now, neither of these actions will bring you the money. So think about it. Who wants to hire somebody who's desperate? And if you're pulling the covers over your head, your prospective clients will never find you. Or maybe you might be doing the third option, which is looking around and telling yourself how bad things are and that things will never work out for you. Well, here's the deal. If you tell yourself that things will never work out for you, that's precisely what you're going to get, things not working out for you. So starting today, you need to shift your mindset. You need to have faith and trust in yourself and that things will work out. You need to know what action to take and then take it. And as I wrote in the beginning, this is probably contradictory to what you were taught growing up. But let's face it, those old adages aren't helping you today. You're going to need to flip things around to get the results you want. And when you do, I've seen it happen faster than you could ever imagine. In fact, you can even read some of their stories at katebeeters.com/success. So starting today, start working on your mindset and start taking action and be prepared for amazing things to happen. Until we meet again, be brilliant.